Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
So as always, guys, check in daily, all three channels. Each one will have unique stuff up. Evolutionary, EE Arts, and our newest Hearts Home, which went over 1,600 subscribers. And, you know, it's nice to see something grow again because they put the kibosh on the other two channels. And it's just part of the censorship program that we see in this world. So, you know, we understand the bigger picture. And they are reaching out and taking over other alternatives all the time. As we know, Rumble has been bought out, and we had a video go up to 4,500 or 4,600 views up on Rumble, and then the next thing we know, the next like 2-3 videos get like 20 views, where usually they get 2 to 500. So it all of a sudden got kiboshed, and I did hear people saying, hey, we can't find your videos on Rumble all of a sudden. Well, that's because, again, this control grid is enormous, and wherever there's something that's, you know, legitimately going to be created in opposition, they will try to just gobble it up and make it part of their own.
They will. And you know, for all of you guys out there who have subbed to Hearts Ohm, who support us in any way, shape, or form, the thumbs up, you know, anywhere from the people that we work on, our clients. And I got to say a huge thank you to our brother, Mark Jones, because he gave us he helped support us as well. And all of you guys on Patreon, because it really is, the closer we get to the truth, the harder it's harder it is to sustain this information.
Yeah, and that's part of their whole plan and format. So again, you got to question anybody that's coming through unimpeded. That's one of the things. You got to question everything. No matter how hard you want to believe in something, you really got to take a closer look, feel into it, learn to feel into it. As we see stunning new footage from the drone team shows enormous amount of clothing, trash, and even things like IDs and paperwork from all around the world. This is all around Brownsville, Texas. It's all dumped. That's a massive amount of dump. To me, when I look at this, I think a lot of people have basically, you know, they've infiltrated and they're going undercover. They're ditching their paperwork. They're ditching their IDs. They're probably being provided with new paperwork, new IDs, new clothing. Okay, you're now going to be so-and-so and so-and-so. Here are your tickets. Go to this place. Go to that place. Await further instructions.
That's right. And, you know, today is kind of a really, to me, it's a concerning day because I'm watching how things unfold. And yesterday there was some things that happened on the border where there was shootings and whatnot. So today's definitely like a marker for things that are going to bloom that are not so good, I think.
So with the ending of Title 42, many more are expected to come across. It's really just, again, Title 42 is all about not allowing people that might have the plague upon the land to cross the border illegally, come into the country. Thus, they could just push them right back out without going through usual procedures. And that was all about the plague upon the land. The plague upon the land is officially ended by the, you know, power structure. So, you know, now they're going to eliminate that as well. But the thing is, this is a exceedingly abnormal amount of people that are coming through. And again, most people are recognizing, yeah, I see some kids. There are some kids intermingled, but the vast majority, it seems like it's 70% to 80%. Males of military age. And then if you want to add, you know, what's probably another 10-12% females of military age in good shape, and then you have, you know, the rest. So if you take away like that proportion, you might have a normal year's influence of people. Why are they coming into the country when the country is so full of chaos, so full of conflict, you know, so full of apparently less potential than in times past? And when you see that there's so many other countries in the world that are catching up and passing, as far as passing the U.S. in life expectancy, passing the U.S. in quality of life, and certainly in healthcare, you know, it boggles the mind to think that people are coming here in droves. How bad is it elsewhere? Again, it is all relative. It depends on where you are talking about. There are challenges all over the globe, as you see all the people just wading on through, and a lot of them being met now by armed guard up here. And this is Texas National Guard physically blocking them, telling them to go back down. Go back down. And meanwhile, curiously enough, lots of rain, 5 to 10 inches of rain in the border crossing areas in Texas. But, you know, again, there's a lot of border crossing area in New Mexico, and New Mexico has a governor in there that we really can't stand, because it was, as far as what we experienced, it seemed like the worst lockdown state of any of the states that we were in during the plague upon the land. And we were in at least, I don't know, 6 to 8 different ones. Very, very different, you know, depending on where you went. In actuality, New Mexico felt more intense than some of the states you might expect to, you know, feel very, very locked down. And there's nothing going on at that border. So, you know, again, not to mean that there's nobody crossing illegally. It means that there's nothing being done by the governor there to even really take a good look, see what's happening. So they could be coming over in droves over there as well. And here you see video emerges of uniformed Mexican soldiers carrying long guns in the ready position on U.S. soil with body armor and all. You know, were they chasing cartel? Again, Mexico has applied to BRICS. They want to be part of the BRICS alignment. And BRICS is growing by leaps and bounds. It's going to vastly dwarf, actually already is starting to displace the current power structure. Country after country is looking to join BRICS, looking to do business with China and Russia. And here we have Greg Abbott saying Texas has bused over 17,000 migrants to sanctuary cities. Giving the numbers, we will continue to provide critical support to our overwhelmed Texas border towns until Biden secures the border. And so, you know, I guess, there, you know, every now and then we'll see some comments by people that don't watch us or haven't watched us before or maybe haven't looked closely. And again, we don't trust any politicians. If they are a politician, we don't trust them. I mean, if you've been in the system for a while, you know, it's just too much of a chance to be corrupted and to be controlled. And it is, again, the same thing, too. In this world, this system is so corrupted. In order to make it into any particular position, you have to have the approval of the power structure. Doesn't matter what you're saying now, because another way of looking at this is, okay, we've sent 17,000 sleeper cells over to, you know, here's 9,200 for you, D.C., 5,700 to New York City, 1,600 to Chicago, 925 to Philadelphia. You know, hey, you know, give the illusion that you're protecting Texas, but really you're just helping to disperse the enemy. You know, that would be a cynical way of looking at it, would not? You know, and meanwhile, on the right-hand side, you get people saying, yeah, send it off to those leftist, you know, cities. They deserve them. Meanwhile, it's all promoting the same agenda, which is the disintegration from within of this version of the Roman Empire.
There's so many things going on that are very, very deep when it comes to history and history repeating itself, and, you know, how America is becoming so weak on so many levels, and it's so deliberate, and a lot of people are really kind of banging their head against a brick wall wondering why are all these politicians doing such dumb things. But no, they have a script, they're following it, and they're just being really good actors.
And so when we said, you know, like, well, why would, well, we left New Mexico, which we were intending on staying there, and we jump over to Texas because the plague upon the land laws that were enacted were not as strict and life was more normal and you can move about more freely. Doesn't mean we trust the power structure of Texas either, and nobody should trust any politician. In my mind, politician means, you know, you get paid to be basically a liar and a cover, you know, for the controllers of this planet. You know, and it's okay if you do, you know, differ with our opinion on this. But again, you got to look at the totality of things. They want civil war in the country. And we've said this going back to 2017 in videos. They want civil war before World War III comes about. So, of course, they have to basically build up the narrative. They have to create the dissension. And there's been a few that say, oh, there's no way it would ever happen. How would you even logistically, you know, manage that? Well, just look to history a little. Look to the, you know, old civil war that happened. You know, understand what did happen there too from the banking side of things. The country gets bankrupt. The banks are there to help bail people out. Oh, don't worry, you know, we're going to bail you out of this fine mess, you know. All it leads to is more and more control. This is a never-ending cycle, and it doesn't, you know, start and end with the United States. Again, you could look back to Rome. All the decadence and, you know, the disintegration of any sort of values and morals, it's identical with the Roman Republic and the Greek before it, because it's all the same system. Some people are starting to realize that. And when we talk about corruption, this is from Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, I always, you know, I'm trying to feel just how much some of these people that are opposition truly know, truly understand. And, you know, some of them, I think, are just not too swift and are being taken advantage of to a degree. Others, you know, they understand the bigger picture totally. And, you know, just like in the WWE, you got guys that get to be guys and gals, they get to be the heroes. And then you got guys and gals, they get to be the villains. It's kind of similar. And of course, you know, the roles might change over time.
Joe Biden's son. Joe Biden's brother. Joe Biden's brother's wife. Hunter Biden's girlfriend or Bo Biden's widow, however you wanted to write that. Hunter Biden's ex-wife. Hunter Biden's current wife. And three children of the president's son and the president's brother. So we're talking about a grandchild. That's odd. Most people that work hard every day, his grandchild doesn't get a wire from a foreign national or anything like that. Joe Biden's son.
So these are millions of dollars from foreign nationals. These are businesses that were set up to be just covers. And then the Biden crime family is getting and making tons of money off of these businesses by taking money from other countries to do the bidding of other countries. Again, this is an organized mafia that we have in place. And it's not just in the United States. It's not just in the Democrat side of things. It's also on the Republican. Again, you got to look closely at all the ties and the things that the people really, really say when we're talking about the politicians. You know, somebody pointed out, have you checked out Greg Abbott's little page over at the WEF? Well, there you go. Yeah, governor of Texas, state of Texas. Yeah, I mean, now, did they just want to put him up? You know, because, of course, we've seen Macron, we've seen Trudeau, we've seen Rishi, we saw Liz before Rishi. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Yeah, we'll see all these smiling faces, Zuckerberg and Gates, and it goes on and on. Actually, there's a list. There's 3,800 different people that are, you know, in this political and, you know, lifestyles of the rich and famous list, all with ties to the WEF. And the WEF is just one front. It's just one front. If you've been following this since the 80s and 90s, you would have heard the Trilateral Commission, TLC, and many other groups. Of course, we have the meetings at the Bohemian Grove that go on. It's not just Davos. It's all over. And it's even some that people worship. You know, people worship in opposition and still just don't get the fact that these are actors, well-paid actors carrying out roles. Yes, even, you know, many people's savior over here. He has his own page over here, too, on the WEF. And if you really want to pay attention to some of the things that he has said, all of them, listen to their words. It'll be really tough and aggressive out there in some places, but here we have where he's actually meeting with Klaus and says, "Thank you, Klaus, very much. It's a privilege to be here at this forum, the WEF forum, where leaders in business, science, art, diplomacy, and world affairs have gathered for many, many years to discuss how we can advance prosperity, security, and peace." You know, again, when he was introduced, he's on camera saying, "Oh, these are very, very important people." He didn't say these are very, very evil, diabolical, demonic entities that are trying to ruin the planet. He said these are very, very important people, placing them on a much higher pedestal than you or I. Mm-hmm.
So frustrating that everywhere you look, you know, you see some politician, and I can guarantee you if their lips are moving, they're lying. That's one way to know. And watching person after person after person get away with things of such huge proportions, you know, even when it's announced on national TV, these beings, it just, does it really matter that it gets announced? I guess that's something where I get kind of frustrated with, because yes, I do want there to be some kind of justice. I do want there to be something that comes along that's going to be an equalizer for us, the little guys. But you know what? We have to band together. We have to do this ourselves. And we really need to put our noses to the grindstone and figure out what is best for us. How are we going to position ourselves in a place where we're no longer dependent on this system? And I think that's where our attention needs to be. And our minds need to be in a place where we want freedom, because we can create when we come together. We are all co-creators. But believing in this system, I mean, it's one step forward and three steps back. If you continue to believe in the system, it's not helping.
No, and a different WHO, the rock band The Who, said back in the 60s or early 70s, we won't get fooled again. We get fooled constantly. I mean, constantly. Look at all these people. I mean, saying MAGA 2024, here you go again. And you know, all those people that follow that one alphabet soup letter, again, it's just, they don't know what else to do. And that's the bottom line. They really can't see any alternatives. And so they gotta just kind of, they feel like they need to make a choice and need to pick one of them. But again, it's just like the used car salesman on the lot that has three lemons, which one you want to pick. It doesn't matter if it's A, B, or C. He might nudge it into the one he makes the biggest profit on, just as long as you pick from what's on his lot. The key is getting up and leaving the lot. Don't take part in the lot. Now, that's, you know, it's easier said than done, but people are doing it. People really, really are doing it out there. There's many, many YouTubers out there showing just how you can be self-sufficient. Yeah, you know, we're still going to have taxation and things, but then again, you know, maybe go to an area where there's very little, if not almost no taxation. And this right here, I'll give you a link to, because there's other links, and there is a PDF download. 3,800 graduates of the WEF's globalist education programs by name and year. Interesting to see how deep it is. It's deep, and it's all pervasive, and that's just one tentacle of the octopus. Yeah, it's just one tentacle. That's the thing to realize too. Mark Rutte, he's still there. He's the prime minister over there in the Netherlands. Makes it clear where food's going to come from. Four global hubs controlled by the largest farming corporates on the planet. That's why they're getting rid of anybody that can farm and take care of your own, you know, needs. Yeah, because then they know what that food is going to be. Every little bit of it, they know what it's going to do. It's going to create a true zombie apocalypse. Mindless eaters, no free will, no understanding, no judgment, cloudy brains, not a threat. Can BRICS save Argentina from disaster? Because, you know, they have 100% inflation going on. It's the second largest economy after Brazil and South America. And yeah, they're trading in the yuan rather than the U.S. dollar. They recently announced this again. They're all jumping on the BRICS bandwagon. And why? Because this is what the true power structure in the shadows is doing. Again, they've given us the script. They've given us the scriptures. And they're fulfilling it. And now, it's that chapter about Babylon the Great. So this is that particular stage in the story. But again, Rome fell. The barbarians were at the gates. Rome had all sorts of decadence. Same thing with Greece before that. Then the empire in which the sun never set, sort of set, but not really. Because again, whether we're talking Greece to Rome, to the British Empire, to the American Empire, now to the BRIC Empire, it doesn't matter. The same power brokers are behind all of these. Ecuador votes to impeach Western-backed president on corruption charges. Yeah, you're going to see like everything that's been pro-NATO, pro-West, such a backlash against it. Because, again, they will sacrifice pawns. Because even the kings and queens are pawns. This is the thing to realize. You know, they've been living high on the hog, but they're still nothing. They are nothing. They are still just chess pieces. They're being moved by hands that people can't see behind the scenes. And so, you know, here you have yet another country exposing all the corruption. It's the same old stuff. It feels like you're talking about the Biden crime family here. It's the same old stuff. But the thing is, the people are going to, before they could get everything totally in place, the people are going to wake up and realize, at least some, that, you know, the key is not playing the game, just like that movie back in the 80s about nuclear Armageddon. And there is going to be a segment of the population that's going to step out of it completely. These are breakaway societies. They happened in the past. Again, look to the Tower of Babel when you had humans, again, working together in a constructive way, not fighting each other. The real controllers can't have that at any cost. But again, they're losing their grip because the yugas are changing. And, you know, they will maintain what they need to maintain. They will find enough sheeple to fill their pens and to serve them as just an energy resource and a slave resource. And that's the unfortunate truth.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's time for us to do our best to wake as many up as possible, because just like let's take a used car salesman, for example, they're going to give everyone the opportunity to pay full price for a car. And unless you do your due diligence and look in the system and see what's going on and see what's available, so many are going to fall for that. They're going to fall for what they're putting out there. And the reason they are doing this is because they know that they are going to get people that are going to be stuck in that dimension and they can utilize them. So this is our time to light the pathway for those who want to see a different way, who want to know that there's a different way. Because like Mike said, the biggest problem is people don't realize what are my choices, but you have many. There are so many out there, but we have to open our hearts.
So Turkey's facing elections and they're expecting it to be very, very tight and contentious. And again, this is just another perfect example of Yeah, there's two paths to destruction. Do you want to take the path off the rocky, cliff edge, or do you want to take the slippery slope down into a drowning sea? It's not going to lead to a good place anywhere you go. It's got to be a realization that, the entirety of the system is the problem. And more people realize that all the time. About 99.7% of you guys understand that, because again, you are awake, but you are the exceptions, unfortunately. And so we have to keep trying to wake up as many as possible. Here you have another study tracing Native American lineage to Ice Age China. This is, again, going to be part of what they utilize to say, they're taking back what was theirs by rights. The European settlers came, took, this away from indigenous Chinese. They could say that. That's what this study shows. There's been multiple studies that show this. Now, we understand that there's a lot more to it than just that. But they talk about two waves coming through, one 19,500 to 26,000 years ago, another one 19,000 to 11,500 years ago. And they trace back to two haplogroups, which were, basically indigenous Chinese. So, here you go. This is going to be one of those reasons. The other thing could be the U.S. default, which is coming. And usually they just keep raising the ceiling on debt. But at some point in time, they want to eliminate the dollar, and that's very close. You have digital currency being put into place just about everywhere. So it's not too far off. Meanwhile, over at Fuego, we have some more eruptions. Fuego is pretty active for sure. Abundant ashfall reported on villages and farms. And this is in Guatemala, by the way. And we just meet people all the time that are leaving the U.S. and heading to Latin America, it seems, all the time. A lot of people understand that the U.S. is not the best place to be, or neither is the U.K. or any of the NATO nations. And I think there are a lot of those out there that are bailing right now because they see the coming storm. We basically have been told by the guides that we should stay here until 2030. We have to ride out these toughest of the years and try to shine our light where we can. That's part of our particular destiny and what we've agreed to before coming into incarnation.
Right. It's a really good idea to find your center and understand why you are here to live out your purpose, your mission. That's most important.
Because we do have a mission. Every single person has a mission for their life. And so it's finding what is yours. What am I supposed to do? Well, what do the stars say, for one? Because that is the programming of the Matrix. And here we see we have a storm, Mocha. It's not going to be so strong with the winds per se, but again, it's more that waterfall, that rainfall, that is the problem. And this can bring a good foot or more in a very short period of time. Now, this area over in Bangladesh and Myanmar, they really do flood often. It is typical to see horrible, intense floods. So we will definitely send our prayers over there. As you see, a lot of all-time record cold temperatures being getting broken over there in Asia. You see Siberia over there. Wow, almost negative 81 Fahrenheit. And over here in Mongolia, all around Asia, you're seeing a record bunch of cold. And again, that big eruption that we saw down in Tonga, while it's going to affect the southern hemisphere more, it still was massive. And we've seen records of the probably green kind, we could call it, with the white snow coming down for all the ski resorts. It's been a banner year, as you have Las Vegas's ski resort's longest ever season. You might say, what, ski in the desert in Vegas? Yeah.
Been there for a long time.
Yeah, Cindy knows, and we were up over in that way, and it is amazing when you start climbing an altitude and all of a sudden it goes from being 110 degrees to, 70 and breezy and beautiful. Oh, yeah. Now, the Beaufort gyre is a key thing that could actually disrupt the flow of the Gulf Stream and, like, overnight make many areas in Europe, especially Scandinavian countries, you know, and the like, very, very difficult to stay inhabited, turn it into Siberia or worse. And right now they say there's a stabilization going on that could be a precursor to what's been called a flushing event. Literally, fresh water melt off that builds and then flushes out into the North Atlantic, disrupting the flow of the Gulf Stream, which brings much warmer than what would be there if you didn't have the flow of the Gulf Stream. Temperatures to, you know, places like the UK and Ireland, Scotland, up into, you know, continental Europe. And it would be a nightmare scenario if that did happen. And so right now they say it's stabilized as far as the rate of the melt-off and all, but they're concerned about a flushing event. So, you know, just it's just one of those things to be aware of, just like Cascadia, San Andreas. And then we see these fireball, was it space debris? This is what they're saying. They think it might have been caused by a space, a Chinese rocket coming back in. This is over Japan's skies. But then we also have meteorites falling. In New Jersey, one crashed through the roof of a house. Now, we had that happen last year, too. We noticed a few of them last year. A house in Germany was struck by a meteorite. Second such incident in 2 weeks. Interesting. So what's really going on up there in those skies? And what's really, you know, the past history that can be uncovered going under the oceans? Again, two-thirds of the people in the U.S. live right on the coastlines. This is just the way it is around the globe. People tend to like the climate mitigation of being close to the ocean. Yet when you have these cataclysmic events that could happen, all of a sudden you might find yourself at the bottom of the ocean.
I know. I mean, one great big wobble and there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a 7,000-year-old road that once linked artificial landmass to the Croatian island of Korčula. And it's they keep finding these fascinating structures underwater. You know, some are just as has been said in ancient texts, like when we read about Krishna and Dwarka, and they have found a city exactly where Krishna's city was supposed to be, you know, off the west coast of India there, exactly like the stories say. You know, again, our whole world and everything can change in the blink of an eye with one big major event.
One twinkle.
Absolutely. So as always, guys, thanks for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. We couldn't do it without you guys. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.